information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
As a licensed naturopathic doctor, as a cardiologist, I use detoxing or cleansing. We use those terms interchangeably as a medical tool. Simply put, we're removing obstacles to health. We are trying to get organs to work optimally by cleaning out the junk, for not a better way to say it. But one of the hardest things we have in being a natural practitioner is how often to detox and when should I detox? It's a very difficult question, because the answer out of my mouth, Holly, is enough. You detox long enough, often enough, in order to feel healthy, which is a terrible answer. So I tried to put together, with help from the internet and some stuff, some different ideas about when, what to look for as an early sign, as a very early sign that you need to detox. Help, Holly, because this is a tough subject. When and
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. We're going to give you signs that you're toxic, but I'm also going to give you one sign that happens when you detox. Your eyes change. Ladies out there, and gentlemen as well, who are all into the quote-unquote anti-aging and or I say healthy aging, if you really want to look brighter, fresher, and have somebody think that you might have had a cosmetic procedure, go ahead and give yourself a nice Roto-Rooter, a nice detox. It's what happens. It's how your car looks after you change its oil. Seriously, yeah, your car just, if it would be Herbie the Love Bug, it would just perk up, smile, horns would go crazy, tail would wag, you name it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, I think, have become the walking wounded, meaning you have no idea that you could feel 20 times better than you do. You are so used to getting up and slamming down the caffeine and trugging throughout the day, if trugging is a word, seriously, like just trying to medicate your wake cycle with food and caffeine. Medicate. And then, yes, medicate your wake
medicate
cycle.
Medicate your wake cycle. That's a Hollyism.
Well, there,
burn that
but
one
guess
in.
What?
Medicate the wake cycle. Nice.
But that's what happens too. So you get done with your wake cycle, and what do you want to do? You really want to go to sleep because you're sick of this day that's been so difficult. And what do? You medicate your sleep cycle with alcohol, with prescription medications. And so you're the walking wounded. You're still getting everything done. Yeah. You're paying the bills. You know, made it to dinner on time. But are you living the dream? Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling really awesome and well? Probably not. So what are some of the signs, Dr. Weiss, that you have become toxic?
Well, and I'd like to add two quick things. One is medicating the sleep cycle. I believe we have a new theme for our engineers and producers. Just joking. We had to say that. We always we love them, so we
gotta love the crew.
We do love the crew, and whatever they're medicating with, it's worked spectacularly.
Exactly,
because I just love that whole phrase. The other thing is, when people are done with the detox and their eyes shine and their skin shines, because it does, I tell them this is normal. What you were before was not normal. You're feeling good and shiny eyes and skin is what you would do until you get in the way of it. Okay, here's some signs. Migraine headaches or just overall headaches that you don't usually have. Inflammation or holding fluid. Like if you don't normally hold fluid, but you notice after meals, you wake up the next day, you hold fluid, or after a short flight, you hold fluid, that might be there. A little bit of dizziness that just isn't normal. That can be things like NutraSweet nitrates causing it. Constipation, diarrhea, stomach pains, irritable bowel, either constipation or diarrhea. Here's a good one. Skin rashes, eczema, psoriasis. If you're somebody whose eczema is under control and you break out, or if you're somebody that can get a little itchy skin and it'll start to itch, that is it. This is one of those diffuse ones. Experiencing lethargy, just a little lack of energy there. Brain fog, which that's actually the one I need to do it. When I'm not recalling very well, I'll get a little tired and I'll get that. No motivation and depression. I believe, honestly, that depression is a toxic issue most of the time. It doesn't mean you don't have reasons to have gone through it, because it can be toxic emotions as well as toxic food. But those are all symptoms. And I know, apologize, listeners. I know some of them are diffuse, like just general fatigue. But Holly, I'll go back to that medicating your wake cycle thing. Whether it's stimulating or calming, it can be both. I think it's time for a detox.
I agree. So Those I think in so many more. I mean, I think that the sluggishness, the fatigue, the I would say stubborn weight gain. I've got a lot of women that come to my practice and they're like, I don't know what's going on. I'm hardly That's eating and I'm exercising and I can't lose weight. So what are your top three tips for a solid detox? Because I don't want to leave the listeners going, oh, thanks, folks. You're telling me I need to detox, but how do I do it? Right. There's a lot of kits out there, et cetera. I think some of them are really great. Some of them are missing the mark. But what do you think as far as top three tips for a comprehensive and effective detox?
Start with colon, number one, because if you don't get the pipe, the emptying pipe, the sewer pipe nice and good and clear, then whatever you do, whether you're trying to clear the lymph or your skin or your liver, it can't exit the body efficiently. So if you're not sure where to start and you have constipation, work on the constipation first. And that can either be colon hydrotherapy or proper amounts of fiber, more water in your food. Get that fixed first. Then after that, my second tip is slowly increase in your working on liver with liver herbs and things like that in your lymph. Ease that up, especially if it's your first time. Don't go out and go crazy and take a bunch of liver herbs and have a lymphatic massage. You're going to feel sick. And I don't want you to feel sick through the process. You're going to feel a little weird, especially if it's your first time. That's normal. But you can actually make yourself sick during it. And I want it to be a positive experience because ideally you're going to need to do it again. We all detox and retox. That's what we do. Naturopaths are famous at it. And that's what we do. It's how we roll. But when we detox, we take it seriously. And we retox, frankly, we take it seriously. But we do those, so we learned how to focus on both of those.
It's the balance and the ebb and flow of life. It's very, very, very important to keep with those natural cycles.
You got to know when to do it. Now, the last thing I want to add, though, counter stress with a detox. Okay, so if you are going through losing a house, a loved one, whatever, rather than using bad food or something like that as a tool to try and help your emotions handle it, throw yourself into a detox. It's the smartest thing that you'll ever do. I call it the divorce detox. I call it the loss of loved one detox. I don't do aggressive detoxes with it. I just put them on real clean food, a couple of botanicals, and I help them process their emotions with some homeopathics. That's the last tip I have.
Dr. Weiss, I think I need to make an appointment. That's pretty much all I have to say.
For retox or detox?
We do the retox pretty well together. I think I might need to hit you up for this one. Well, you know, I think also what's important for the listeners to understand that whole sort of it might get worse before it gets better, but if you make yourself sick, one of the things about the liver is there's two primary phases, just to make this make sense, to help this make sense. And the first phase is kind of like you would go around your house and grab all that garbage from the little, you know, the bathroom garbage pail and the kitchen garbage pail, and then you'd set it outside. Well, that's phase one. Phase two is like the garbage man coming in, picking it up, and then taking it away. And sometimes phase two starts to downregulate for a variety of reasons, or if you haven't, like Dr. Weiss said, gotten that pipe, that colon clean first, it can't get out, you're constipated. So that's a sign that you might need to back up, get some assistance if you need to, and then take one step back in order to get many, many different steps forward. Because if that phase two is downregulated and you got garbage building up and never being taken away, then you're gonna feel that and it's gonna feel so bad. But I also want you to remember, and I tell my patients this all the time, if this starts to happen, it is definitely a sign that you are on the right track, because you do need to actively create a detoxification process in your body.
Look for a blog, 8 signs that you become toxic. I'm going to throw a blog up there in the next week or so to remind you of this. We also gave you tips. Go back. This is really worth re-listening in a podcast format. If you're looking at this, I have some of these signs. Go back and look at the tips that we've given you, because they're tips that allow you to work and go through your normal life and not feel the downside of detoxing. You feel the upside. Sadly enough, don't expect your medical doctor to be supportive or understand what you're doing with your detox. Go ahead and see a naturopathic doctor, a chiropractor, a holistic practitioner that has experience with this. Maybe even consider some advanced therapies, constitutional hydrotherapy or colon hydrotherapy. We're going to keep you well by removing obstacles to health here at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.